Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Oh, we're back. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, it's playoff week. How we feeling, buddy?
Man, Brother Spike?
Yeah.
Shaved and ready to go, brother.
Oh, there he goes. On today's show, everyone's grooming habits and where we do it.
I'll let you, boy.
Do you do it with other people? Do you do it alone? How do you get clean down there? 215-592-9494.
All right,
it is
oh, man.
Ike, Spike, and Fritz, though no Fritz, as the longest paternity leave in history. Here we are. He's still not here. Still only two kids. You know? How much time do you need?
Yeah. Oh, man.
But Brave Buzz, the polished turd sitting in there for us. Poor Jack.
He's back.
Yeah, he's back. Thank you for coming back for another round, Buzz. Now you know what the show's like now that you're taking part in it regularly.
Happy to be here. Happy to take on whatever callers want to attack me today.
Yeah. So a really big show. Shiel Kapadia joins us at 3 to break down Eagles-Packers. Mike Mayock joins us at 4 to break down Eagles-Packers. We have a very, very special, interesting, like one-of-a-kind guest joining us at 4:30. We have to keep it a surprise, but 4:30, you're going to want to be listening. Top 5 at 5, all that stuff. So ready to go and ready to get you ready for the Packers. So speaking of getting ready for the Packers, as we wait, now Jalen Hurts has not officially been cleared yet, right? He is not out of concussion protocol yet. We have not gotten that yet.
I haven't been told that.
But he did practice yesterday, and there was some talk about how he looked. And here's what Jordan Mailata said after the practice about how Jalen Hurts looked.
As far as communication up front with us in the run game and protection calling, I thought it was pretty good today, like really good, especially coming back from an injury. He was really sharp today, very, very loud back there.
There you go. He was sharp. He was loud. He looked good. He was running drills. And I'm looking forward to Sunday. And here is my message to Jalen. It is my message to the Philadelphia Eagles. It is my message to you. You're listening. If he's good and he's playing, let's go. I don't want any like half-stepping. I don't want any half-assing. I don't want any safe stuff. I want to go in there and win that football game. I want the offense to be aggressive. I want to go score points. Green Bay is a lot of explosive plays, can score points in a hurry. They do it a lot. We're going to have to score points. So I don't want any safe stuff on Sunday. I want to let it rip. I want to throw the ball early like we did against Pittsburgh. I want to have Jalen run the ball. Again, if he's playing, he's playing. So I want all of these things. Green Bay is going to score. We're going to have to score too. We can't go in there thinking we can ease in. It's one and done. It's a playoff game. Be aggressive. Let it rip. Let's go.
Let it rip, Tater Chip.
Let it rip. Let it rip. Throw the ball. Run the ball. Let's go.
Right. So I've heard this being discussed. And I understand the temptation to want to go full throttle, full steam ahead. Right. And Jalen's back in and it's business as usual. Here's what I'll say to this. I don't need the design quarterback runs. I just don't. And here's why. Here's why. Now, don't get me wrong. You get to fourth quarter, and we're talking about game on the line, fourth down, all that type of stuff. You got to do what you got to do to win the game because it's win or go home. But as far as a game plan, I got to be smart with my quarterback, man. I do. You have to realize this is an opportunity. If you're going to tell me Saquon Barkley can't go after the all-time rushing record because of health concerns, you want to be cautious with him and be smart because we're, you're expecting a long playoff run. I got to look at my quarterback who's coming off of a concussion, who didn't pass protocol after 1 week, that took a couple of weeks to pass protocol. I can't just be reckless with him. I can't be reckless with Jalen Hurts out there. I can't say to myself, you know what, we're throwing all caution to the wind and we're just going to play. He's healthy, let's go. I can't do that. Now, he has to be smart. He has to be smart. I can't have designed quarterback runs from the offense and Jalen, when you do take off, because he will.
Sure.
He's going to take off, meaning from when it's a pass, something's not open, he's going to take off. Get your butt down.
Down
or get
out
of bounds.
Right, right. Down or
one
out of
or
bounds.
The other. I don't need you going for first downs. You know, you remember when we used to have this thing with Joel when he early in his career when he was coming off his first set of injuries. And I'm not being facetious. I'm
yeah,
not.
Yeah. First
I'm
set.
Just saying.
Really?
But remember because he wanted to ingratiate himself, not with just the fans, but with his teammates. He would be diving in the stands for loose balls in the first quarter. And like he was going all out when I'm like, dude, I don't need you doing that right now. I need you to get through the regular season. I need you to be available in the postseason. I'm not impressed with you diving for loose balls in February, right? I'm just not. That leads to an injury. Now, we are in the postseason, but we have 4 games. It's his first game back. I need him to get through this game. Give the ball. Listen, we got a 2,000-yard-plus runner back there. I don't need Jalen trying to prove he's back by running the football and being reckless. And I don't need the Eagles trying to prove we got Jalen back. Let's get back to the offense we were running earlier. Nah, you've had an opportunity to see how this offense can run without having that. You struggled in that first game against Washington to adjust. We gave you that. But against the Cowboys, you were perfectly fine without having Jalen in there. Took a little while to get Saquon going, but that's no different when Jalen's in there. It takes a little bit while for him to get going. Same thing when Tanner McKee played. They were able to put up points. So they've got a chance to see this offense go without relying on the Jalen Hurts running aspect of it. I need the Eagles to be smart with Jalen Hurts, man. We got 4 more games, right? We got the Green Bay game. Then I got to get through the divisional round, NFC Championship, and then Super Bowl. I don't need my quarterback, who's going to be more susceptible to that concussion, going out, and now he's out even longer because he just had a concussion a couple weeks ago. And now we don't have him for the rest of the playoffs. I'm not going to be scared, but I can't be reckless with him. I can't be reckless.
You sound scared. And you know what? You said something there. You said something there that I disagree with specifically.
Okay.
You said we got to get through this game.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We have to win this game.
Yeah.
And there are no 4 playoff games if we don't win this game. And we go into this game not doing what we do. All I got told during the winning streak was this is how we're winning. This is how we're winning. This is how we're winning. And part of the offense was him running the ball. And by the way, part of the offense should be him throwing the ball early. So you know what? The more he throws the ball efficiently, the less he has to run for what it's worth.
Okay.
But I want him doing all of those things. I want him throwing the ball. I want him running the ball like he did. The reason that the concussion protocol exists is because you shouldn't be back playing unless you're ready and able to be playing again. Now, if they made the decision for his health, if he made the decision for his health not to play football, I would respect that. But he's playing football, and if we don't win this game against Green Bay, there are not 4 playoff games. There's 1 playoff game. This is one and done. So I just want, let's go. You're back. It hasn't been cleared officially yet, but assuming he does, you're back. Let's go. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles let it rip with Jalen on Sunday or play it safe, especially coming back from concussion with all that rust? 215-592-9494. Starting us off, Corey from Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, look. And when I say this, I got to put this out there because everybody think everybody got beef. I don't got no disclaimer. I ain't got no beef. I don't care what Ike feel. I don't care what Spike feel. I just got to win this football game. And however that is, if that's Saquon running for 200, if that's Jalen throwing, if that's a mixture of both, if that's the defense holding them to 10 and we scoring 11 – Listen, go out there and win the football game because we in the playoffs now. This ain't regular season. We don't need no style points. We don't need none of that. This is survive and advance and work on what you got to fix the next week. So whatever the game plan is this week, if it's Jalen Hurts throwing the ball all over the yard, do that. I don't need to see Jalen Hurts out there. Like, see, Spike, I see what you try to do. Like, you know, you put these things out here, and it's fine. Like what you are doing is nothing wrong. You want to see Jalen Hurts. You say everybody tell you Jalen Hurts is this, he that. If he's that, you want to see it. And I don't got an issue with what you feeling that way, brother. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. I just only need to see them win the football game. And that's however you got to do it. If Saquon's fresh, Hurts,
Saquon's fresh.
That's what I'm saying. But I honestly feel like, like the concussion thing is a thing. Like we kind of talked about it. And like, I don't know. This above me. I'm just a fan. I honestly feel like if Hurts could have played, needed to play last week, he could have played. I honestly feel like they just didn't practice.
We don't know that though, Corey.
But that's what I'm saying. I said I don't know nothing. I'm just saying that like we don't know because we weren't in that situation. But what I'm saying is like. I honestly feel like the team just held him out. Like we've seen multiple times with this team that they're overly cautious with players. What I mean, and I know concussion is different, but what I mean by that is how many times have we seen, oh, CeeDee Lamb ain't practiced all week. Then all of a sudden he show up on us, he go for 200, right?
Yeah.
Our team, AJ Brown, he got a little knee injury, ankle injury. He rests all week. He out Sunday. You know what I'm saying? So we know we've been burned with injuries in the past. That, you know, they want to be in concussions. I get it. It's a serious deal. It's more serious. I don't want y'all to think I'm trying to poo-poo that. I'm just saying I just need to go out there. However we beat the Ravens, you know, however we beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, whatever game plan you need to beat them, that's what I want to see.
Yeah, I on the surface, I agree with you. But I can't overlook this year. And it's the first year I've been this way with Jalen. It's the first year because while he's only been, quote unquote, diagnosed with the one concussion, there's a couple of games where we saw him take hits. He had to go into the blue tent and he passed the concussion test or what have you. But who's to say those things haven't become an accumulative effect to where when it happened in Washington, that didn't look like a severe hit, and he couldn't pass the test after that. He couldn't clear protocol. So that's going to make him more susceptible if he's hit in any of those areas again. I'm saying it's more likely for him to get a concussion and be taken out of the game. I don't want him to be put in a position where somebody upstairs is saying, you know what? Get him out of there. Get him to the blue tent.
Right.
To see if he's okay.
But I also don't want Hurts to play scared either. I
want him to play smart. We got to not scared. Right. Not scared, Corey. We got to be smart, though.
100%. Like, get out of bounds. Get down.
Right.
Right. But what I mean by playing scared is, like similar to what, like, I know what Spike's saying. Get the ball out. We saw Tanner McKee. I know that's what you're talking about. Get the ball out to your playmakers early.
Right.
It's like, I also don't want Jalen Hurts to be like, oh, if there's a fourth and four and there's a run for me to take, like, you know, a wide open lane.
He's got
to
take it.
Take a sack or get that, or do that bullcrap slide that you do the slide sack. Get the four yards. That's what I'm saying, you know?
Because you know what, Corey? Thank you for the call, brother. You know, because Corey brings up a good point.
I'm telling you, man, if he goes out again, he may be out for 2 weeks, and there will be no 2 weeks. If you're lucky to get through this game, do you have him available for next week? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm concerned with. I believe you can beat this Green Bay team without Jalen Hurts being the full Jalen Hurts. I do. Let's put our cards on the table here.
Okay.
Let's put our cards on the table.
All right.
Are we really afraid of the Green Bay Packers?
A little bit. I mean, they're a good football team. They're a top five defense. They're a top five offense. They put up. I know it was the first week of the season, mm-hmm. but they put up a bunch of points. They almost turned us over five times. You know, and they're a better football team now than they were when we played them in week one. Now, we're a better football team.
But why can't we take down this team without him having to lay it all on the line?
He has to lay it.
I kind of liken it to when we played the Giants in 2022. Now, obviously, this is a better team. But Jalen was dealing with a shoulder injury or what have you. And he was being smart when he played the Giants in that final game. And even when they got to the playoffs, right? He was being smart. He was doing what he needed to do to win that game without putting himself in harm's way. And I'm just saying this weekend, I'm trusting him to do it by getting out of bounds or getting down. And I'm saying from the Eagle standpoint, I don't need an overabundance of quarterback design run plays. Why would you put your quarterback in harm's way?
Well, first of all,
because if he gets a concussion running the ball on a quarterback design play, you know damn well we're ripping Kellen Moore for that.
I'm not ripping Kellen Moore
for
that.
Well, I guarantee the city is.
Well, then.
And national media is going to say, the guy's coming off concussion protocol. You got Saquon Barkley back there. Why are you running quarterback design runs?
You want to play Saquon.
Give the ball to Saquon.
You want to play Saquon Barkley in a meaningless game in Week 18.
Damn
but
right.
But you don't want Jalen Hurts running
Saquon's,
in the playoffs.
Saquon is not coming out of concussion protocol. And I'm telling you, even though it isn't official, this kid has been dinged up a couple times this year. From running the football. You can go back to that first Green Bay game, and it was a couple hits he took where you looked at him like, is he all right?
Well, then let me ask you the same, and Corey asked a good question.
Mm-hmm.
It's fourth and four. They go for it.
Is it fourth down?
It's fourth and four.
Is it fourth quarter?
It's fourth and four, man.
In the first quarter, I don't need it.
Fourth and four, the Green Bay 47.
First of all, fourth and four, we should be punting the ball.
No, we should be going for it. That's what I'm saying.
Depending on where we're at.
Let's go with the Green Bay 47. It's fourth and four. Let's go.
Then throw the ball. Who's a better runner, Saquon or Jalen?
Saquon.
Then get a ball to Saquon. I'm telling you guys. I'm telling you, listen, if it was another position that wasn't dealing with this, I would have a different opinion on it. But I'm telling you, what I'm afraid of is the slightest thing could have him out of the game. And this isn't we play again in 2 weeks. It's over.
But part of why he's valuable is those things. So putting him in there and telling him not to do one of the things he does best, I think almost makes him, I'd rather play Kenny Pickett at that point. To be honest with you, if Jalen's not going to run the ball, if we're just going to stand there and hand it off to Saquon and throw the ball, I'd rather put Kenny Pickett in there.
And I'm being smart with the tush push. Because if I'm the Green Bay Packers, I'm taking shots at Jalen. If you're going to give me an open shot to hit the quarterback on running plays, I'm trying to clean his clock. I'm trying to get him out of the game. If I'm a defender, I'm trying to get him out of the game.
Maybe that's the dirty player like you.
No. Listen, when you use him as a runner, it's not a dirty player. He's open to be hit.
215-592-9494. The Eagles
I did have a little bit of dirty.
Yeah,
a little bit. I'm okay to
That's
admit.
What I said. That's why I know. When I watch Sidney Brown, I'm like, oh.
I love Sidney Brown.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, when we didn't have him for the first part of the season, you kept bringing him up. I was like, why does Ike like him so much? And watch him the last few weeks. I was like, oh, that's why. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles play it safe with Jalen on Sunday or just let it rip? Lou in Denver, you're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
Let it rip.
Let it rip!
Let
it rip!
All right.
Mike, what happened to you, man? Let's go.
All right, man. Because we don't need it, Lou. We don't need it.
I agree with you there because I think we're better than the Packers. I have 27-16 in this game. A lot of it has to do with the quarterback injury. We're well rested. I think the rest was great. They have only beaten, looking here, they've beaten the Rams and one other playoff team, I think the Texans. They're 2-5 versus playoff teams. We're 5-2. They had a run last year. Ooh, they beat the Cowboys in the playoffs. Everyone beats the Cowboys in the playoffs.
That's right? A fair point.
Let's laugh. But
I think there is a little bit of minimizing how good Green Bay is.
I don't know how good they are, though. A little bit.
And you're minimizing how good we are because we're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, right?
not with our quarterback playing a different game.
Great, the quarterback's got to play the quarterback's game.
I said that I'm agreeing with you.
All right.
On that.
All right.
Because again, you don't want if he's cleared, he's cleared. He's a strong guy. How dare you say we're not going to do the tush push? Dude,
oh, I know dude, we are going to do it. I'm just saying.
It's unstoppable. And it takes the other team's soul. They know it's coming. They know it. And they
I'm just saying.
I love it.
All I'm saying is, Lou, the The more tush pushes you run, the more free shots on Jalen the defense gets.
That is true. You know what I would do? I would do a RPO and have Hurts, like, the first play, run for 5 yards and slide. So they're like, okay, maybe he's going to run. And then, you know, open up the passing, like you said, downfield. I want to take some shots downfield to start the game with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith.
I don't want to take any shots downfield, to be honest with you. Thank you for the call, Lou. Not early in the game. Well, the way Packers play defense, and
yes,
they got that ball hawk
back there.
Throw underneath, like, by the way, that's what we were doing against Pittsburgh. Throw underneath. It's what Pickett did. It's what, by the way, it's what Baker Mayfield did to us in the beginning of that game. It's what Joe Burrow did to us in the beginning of that game. Take what's there, throw the ball, and when it's there to run, I think he relies on him running, because a lot of times when he's running, that is him calling his number to run.
Yeah.
And I think
he keeps the ball. He'll keep it.
I think he maybe relies on it a little too much. But as far as keeping him safe, I don't think they can afford to do it. I think Green Bay's too good. All right. 215-592-9494. We have Jason Kelce was on the morning show today, as he is every week, and he talked about the advantages of running RPO versus Green Bay. And we will play that for you next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.